JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Seek, Serve, and Follow Christ, Girls Brigade Month of Activities spill over into April. And later, we help our 6th graders prepare for GSAT. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force Choir and Band in concert under the baton of DSP Winston Woolcock, Music Master, and ASP Heston Booth, Choir Director, at the Webster Memorial Church, 53 Halfway Tree Road, on Sunday, March 25 at 5 p.m. For further information, call 476-6053.
On March 1, Their Excellencies Sir Patrick and Lady Allen hosted a ceremony to mark the start of Girls Brigade Month. This was one of several activities scheduled to celebrate the organization and its 95 years of service to young girls in Jamaica. Chair of the National Program and Training Committee, Verna Wright, says the group has a place for girls and young women of varying ages.
We have girls as young as 5, and we go up to 19. Older than that, we have young leaders, and we have a new, fairly new group called GLOW, grooming ladies out to be outstanding women. So we cover all the age groups.
With March quickly coming to an end, some of the activities originally planned for this month have been rescheduled to April.
Well, our fellowship day will be on Saturday, the 7th of April. It will be at Excelsior High School. That will be our fellowship day, where we get together all companies throughout the island and we have some competition and fun activities and fellowship.
This year, Girls Brigade International will observe its 125th anniversary with a conference in Zambia from July 21 to 28, and Jamaica hopes to send a 16-member delegation to participate in the celebrations. Jamaica's Company of the Girls Brigade was the first to be established outside of the United Kingdom since the group was set up in 1893. The motto of the Girls Brigade is Seek, Serve, and Follow Christ. Under Vision 2030, the aim is to provide quality and timely health care for the mental, physical, and emotional well-being of all Jamaicans. It's part of Goal 1, Outcome Number 1, Achieving a Healthy and Stable Population. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 906-4463-4 to learn more. And to our grade 6 students sitting their communication task exam on Friday, ComTask practice tests are available on the JIS website at jis.gov.jm, courtesy of Cheetah Publishing. Use them to get that last run through before you head off to write that winning paper. And be sure to have your introduction, your body, and your conclusion to guide your reader through the paper.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's oil and gas exploration program, which started in 2014, is now at an advanced stage. Tullow Oil will conduct the first ever 3D seismic survey of Jamaica's south coast in March 2018 to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. The survey will have minimal impact on the marine environment, as marine mammal observers will be on board the vessel, and they have the authority to stop the survey if they believe there's any risk to marine life. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
On our community notice board, Tax Administration Jamaica has extended the deadline for the filing of income tax returns for all business persons, companies, self-employed individuals, and employed persons with multiple sources of income to March 24. To accommodate the extension, tax offices in Kingston, St. Andrew, Portmore, Port Maria, Mandeville, Santa Cruz, Montego Bay, Savannah La Mar, and St. Anne's Bay will be opened on Saturday. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.